This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Stephen Jones joins you now here, the Executive Vice President, CEO, and Director of Player Personnel for the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Doing well.
Right on. Congrats on the victory. And it looks to me like you guys have a good chance of winning this Giants game. Is that what it looks like to you?
Well, we certainly feel like we're going to go play well. We've had a good week of practice, and you know, it was great to see Cooper Rush step up and do another good job when called upon. And, feel like the offense got into a rhythm, and, you know, we're able to do some things. We can obviously be better and think we're going to get better, but we do feel like, that we are going to give ourselves every opportunity to play well and execute and give ourselves a chance to win the game.
Steven, did you like what you saw from Cooper Rush last week?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he did a really nice job of managing the offense. And, you know, we were able, especially in the first half there, you know, have some drives, getting some rhythm, make some plays, and execute the offense, and thought he did a real nice job.
Now, I don't want to get greedy or anything, but is there more upside here? Do you feel like if he ticks off a few more starts, he could grow more, or are we like hitting the ceiling right now of what he's capable of?
Oh, I would never let anyone who's, you know, obviously Cooper hadn't had the opportunity to play in many games, so you'd like to hope, you know, like any player with more experience, they'll get better, and certainly he's taken advantage of every opportunity that he's received with us and done it well. So, who am I to say, you know, what his upside can be? A guy like him, he knows our offense inside and out. He knows where to go with the ball. He's good getting the ball out in a timely fashion. And, I think, you know, we can have success with Cooper.
Steven, have you ever chugged a Miller Lite from an old tennis shoe to pay off a bet?
I've never experienced that one. I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, I've got to do it today. I've got to do it today.
No. Well, good luck. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe, you know, because, hanging around you and Jerry, you guys are so much fun to be around and enjoy life the way you do. I thought maybe sometime somewhere at Arkansas you might have had to pay off a bet chugging out of an old shoe.
Or cowboy boot, maybe.
Yeah, cowboy boot, something like that.
Well, I did some. I've probably done some unsavory things. I won't say what, but and maybe more unsavory than that. But I've never come out of the shoe with drinking a beer. So somehow I've managed to miss that one.
Stephen Jones here with you on the Fan.
We will report back to you next week, Stephen, and let you know what the aftermath is here, because we're about 58 minutes away from Broadus doing a good old fashioned shoey right here live in the studio.
Well, whose shoe is it?
Yeah, it's an old sweaty shoe, Steven. It's an old gym shoe, an old Nike. You know, Eric's got a shoe he used at a gym. You know, like he's sweating in it. You know, this might be the last time, Steven. I really enjoyed working with you and your dad. You know, I really did. You know, so if this is the last time I get to visit with you, I appreciate that.
Well, it's good luck to you, and you better not lose many more of those bets.
No, sir. No, sir.
I, much like you, Steven, I'm kind of a sauna guy, so you know how that shoe gets. Not very not very sanitary there. So I'm a little bit nervous
there you
for
go.
My guy. Jerry said he'd walk to New York to get himself a quarterback controversy. I'm just curious, what would Steven Jones walk to New York for?
I don't think we've got a quarterback controversy. I think Dak's our quarterback, but we all know exactly what he means. We want Cooper playing at the very highest level, and if there were any way someone were able to say there's that he's playing to a level where, you know, he should be the starting quarterback, then he's done one hell of a job over the last during his games that he plays in, whether it's three or four. You'd love for him to have that type of success.
Steven, since you brought up Dak, you know, I've been meaning to ask you, with this cap number going up so much next year from 19 to 49, do you plan on bringing that down one way or another?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost a given. And, when we had the negotiation with Dak, that was always the, there was never really about the money. It was more about the length. And, you know, the more you can spread these contracts out, the more flexibility it gives you. But we'll certainly certainly look at doing that. I think it's almost a given that you would be, you know, reworking that contract to give you the room you need to be able to, you know, work through the cap next year.
And from the look of these websites, I don't know how accurate they are on the consumer end, but it looks like you can spread that hit even beyond the years of the contract now. Is that newer? Is that newer stuff in the rules?
No, it's always been there where you could put on years and then void the years, and you know it all comes with your cap management. But gotcha. Certainly, you know you got to have an extension, or you're going to have a really tough situation in the true last year of the contract, which in Dak's case is, you know, it's 4 years.
So
in
guys,
the fourth year, you'd have you a real situation that you'll have to work with.
Would you guys want to talk extension already?
You know, it's a, I mean, we're all, I mean, our quarterback's Dak Prescott. He's our franchise quarterback, and we're always up for, you know, looking at anything and with Dak. And we'll just continue to monitor, you know, what this cap situation is going to be like and work with him and Todd on his business, and we'll see where it takes us.
All righty. How about the other side of the ball? You know, Leonard Fournette in week one, he had success. Is Saquon Barkley the biggest threat to victory in this one? And how do you feel about your run defense here going into week three?
I think we're going to continue to get better. I mean, obviously, you're right. Fournette had a good day against our defense. But, you know, I just feel like we're going to continue to improve on the defensive side of the ball and do the things we have to do to have success. Saquon Barkley is a great back, and no question. I think he's 100% now from a health standpoint, and he's certainly one of the things that we've got to he's right there at the top of the list in terms of what we have to do, who we have to stop on their offensive side of the ball.
Steven, it looks like Jason Peters getting some run at guard, right tackle as well. Does that mean Tyler Smith has kind of locked down that left tackle spot?
Well, Tyler's doing a great job, and, you know, he's really getting in a rhythm out there, and I think he's only going to get better, and he's done a great job of really taking his game to another level, and, you know, hats off to the young guy. He played the whole training camp at left guard, and then certainly all of a sudden we got to have him at left tackle, and, you know, he stepped up and done that. He played there in college, but it's a great compliment to him that, you know, we've got a guy like Jason Peters who's a proven guy at left tackle, but you know, these veteran guys, they can do a lot of things. He feels good about it, and it is a compliment, I think, to Tyler Smith.
Steven, will you ever get used to coaches going for it on fourth and two on their side of the 50?
Well, that's the new world with analytics and those type of things. It's not something that you would have ever seen when we first entered the league, but you know, you see it. I mean, you see it around the league. You see it, you know, obviously, especially with a lot of these younger coaches who are so big into the analytics, you know, they pick and choose their spots. So, you know, it's a new part of it. I'm sure it makes it exciting for the fans, but it makes it tough on people like myself and Jerry and that type of situation, knowing you've been more used to traditional football and putting that ball away on a down like that. But obviously Mike made a big decision. It paid off in spades for us.
How's Micah doing physically right now outside of the cold, but knee, toe, that kind of stuff?
He's all good. We expect to have Micah ready to roll and ready to make, hopefully continue to make the big plays and the big impact he's made for us the first 2 weeks.
Steven, with all the scouting and the football stuff and all these different terms that get tossed around, we heard a coach describe one of his players just impressively built. He called him a cocky-built player. Is that a term that gets thrown around in the scouting rooms plenty, or is this the first time you're hearing it?
That's my first time to hear that one. I've heard a lot of them, but must admit that's my first time to hear a cocky-built player. So I'd like to know, who was he talking about? Just out of curiosity, yeah. I know what that means.
So
feel free to use it next spring, Steven, if you want to talk about players. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all won't charge me a royalty if I use
it. No, you're all good.
No, that one's all yours. It's a wide receiver coach describing Jalen Reagor, who they had just traded for. I guess he was admiring the quads, the calves, and he described him as a cocky-built player.
Well, we got one like that in Drummond. So out here on the practice squad, that's I'd say that must be a receiver who's built like a running back.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Now, the most cocky-built head coach in the NFL is clearly Dan Campbell, right? Or Man Campbell, as we like to call him.
I'd say, bro, you know, Vrabel's going to give him a good run, too, so.
Okay, because I was actually curious. If I had Dan Campbell, if we were doing like a fight-to-the-death situation between head coaches, if I go all in with Man Campbell, are you countering me with Mike Vrabel? Is there anybody else?
Well, first of all, I'm not. I think the world of Dan Campbell, and I agree. He's
top down
too. I'm just saying, as we get more and more of these ex players that become head coaches, you're seeing some. What'd you say that cocky built coach is alive and well too on the sideline?
Great stuff, Stephen. Give him hell up there in New York. We'll be pulling for you.
Sounds great, guys. Great being on.